Okay, Dad.
Well, Sass, I know you've really suffered and really hurt writing this book. It's had its difficulties, and it's worried the family. Your immediate family, but I know some of my brothers have raised the point. You know, how is Sarah going doing this, writing about this? And I just wonder how you've come out of it all at the end of the day. Has it been damaging?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, I've been on the other side of the world writing this book. And I've made no secret of the fact that I've had to spend large tracts of time. In fact, I mention it in the book, I think. I even had to go and remove the over-mentions of the number of times I wound up in fetal position, wailing into the carpet. I think it's probably worth me just mentioning again to anyone reading the book and perhaps, you know, finding themselves extremely upset by the whole thing. What I want to say is it's all part of it, you know. The pain has been required to make me realise how human all of this is, you know. If I wasn't feeling the pain, if you as a reader weren't feeling the pain, then I would be worried, you know. This is big, painful, deep stuff that goes to the core of what it means to be human and why we're here and what we're doing and what our responsibility is. I think it's entirely appropriate. And the pain has been this almost primal pain where I'm wailing. I'm wailing the pain of the earth. It goes beyond me. And I don't know if anybody listening to this, the readers out there, know what I'm talking about there. This is not just sort of like a pain that's happening to me. It's something collective. And in fact, in those moments where I've wailed and wailed for hours, it's felt like it's a process I'm going through of connection, connecting into where humanity is at and where nature is at as well. Like, I feel like I'm releasing it through my body. And not everybody's a crier. I think a lot more people, Dad, you included, are crying a lot more. I mean, I don't think I'd ever seen you cry until recently. I think a lot of what is happening, they're tears of recognition, I think, more than anything else, you know. Recognising what is happening, recognising the pain of others and the pain that is common to humanity. And I think it's really important that we access that. And there are other ways to do it if you're not a crier, and that is through some kind of physical release. I think it needs to be released. Tears are a release system. It's a coping mechanism for the magnitude of what we're feeling. But another thing to do is walk in nature, a big walk in nature where you're witnessing the dynamics of the fractals and the way that the systems are all working together. So you're feeling held while also being able to release some of that nervous energy. And the other big one, of course, and I've got a chapter that discusses this, is dancing. So if anybody's reading this and you're not already at the dancing chapter, feel free to jump ahead to that one, because I explain why and how it really does work. It's not just some kind of woo-woo thing. There's a lot of science behind it and history. You know, throughout history, we've danced to cope with big moments like this. It is our nervous system doing what it needs to. So has it been damaging? Absolutely not. I feel more alive, more joyous, more human than ever. I mean, I feel that my life was drifting along and I was losing track of time constantly before all of this because I knew I wasn't on the right job. I wasn't paying attention to the right things. The denial was making me foggy-headed, you know, and that dissonance that I mentioned in one of the other little notes that we've just done, Dad, the dissonance was just taking it out of me. That was damaging. This is just where we're at. My eyes are wide open. My brain is, you know, working as it needs to do, processing it all. And I still wail. And I know that it's my body doing what it needs to do to cope with this overwhelming moment. And it's overwhelming, readers. It is. It's big. Yeah. And, Dad, you'd agree, this is not like any other crisis or moment where people have gone, the world's going to end. No. This is bigger.
No, it's a bunch of crises together.
Yeah.
And I'd add singing to all of that, Sarah.
Singing? Mm. Well, I can't sing. I'll leave that one to you.